When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our Happy Labor Day weekend edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream, go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Now, and you'll be all set and streaming the show. You can also find us on Facebook these days. Go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Click on Facebook and you can check out the great videos and photos and stories and stuff I post about animals and sometimes alerts and that sort of thing. And golly, looking out my window and it is beautiful. Sunny blue sky here, at least in my little piece of the Pacific Northwest. And before we get started, it is a little hard to believe, I think, but the first Sunday of September already. And boy, can you feel the fall in the air. I mean, this last week, I think I've had to turn the heat on in the evening, and that's kind of a shocker. Anyway, we are starting off September, and golly. Nathan is still not back with us here live. I haven't seen him for so long. He's stomping around today as Bigfoot. And David Brown, who's usually here when Nathan isn't here, we wore him out. So he's taking a break for a little while. And so we, gosh, he's only been here once before, I think. But welcoming back as our production engineer today, Odie Ortiz is here. Good morning, Odie.
Good morning, Martha. Glad to be here.
Well, I'm glad you're here, too. Without you, we don't have a show. So hopefully all is well and things will go smoothly. You never know, we're live radio, but hopefully all things are working well today. And just so y'all know, before Odie and I get to chatting here, it is the first Sunday of the month, so it means it's Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. We have a slightly different lineup this week. We will start with Marilyn from Meow Cat Rescue at the bottom of the hour. We'll spend hour number two with Eileen from Help Animals India. And then Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org that have been joining us at the 11 o'clock slot for so long are taking a break for a while. And I'm delighted to say we have a new guest to Animal World this week. And because of our new connection, you know, with my favorite veterinarian on the planet, Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet, we have got Dr. Jeff's marketing manager, producer guy, Steve Lukanik, is going to join us for that 11 o'clock slot because we're Dr. Jeff's big reunion they did for the Animal Planet TV show in June down in Colorado. They videotaped the whole thing, and because I know I would have liked to have been there, and I know a lot of you guys would have liked to too. And so they're going to launch the stream of that and how we can get to see it and that sort of thing. So we'll be talking about that. And then I found out, man, they've got another Yeah, they've got some huge projects going on. So we'll be talking about what's going on in the Dr. Jeff Rocky Mountain Vet family and how we all can participate and that sort of thing. And we will close out, as usual, with the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. And, got to tell you, I'm really excited. We do have different things going on this month than usual. Next week is usually our energy balancing show, and Linda Rasmussen is here and does free remote treatments for everybody. But she is going to be out of town. So she will be here the third Sunday this month. And that means next week. Now, Nathan and I are going to catch up, and I got to tell you, I don't know, Odie, if you know about, but Nathan snuck out of town last week, and he did a surprise trip back to visit his folks in Tennessee to surprise his dad for his birthday. And they pulled off the surprise, everybody, and then, oh my gosh, I think they had a whirlwind week in Tennessee and everything that they did. And, of course, the timing... I really only cared about one thing, and was that, are you going to go to Dollywood? Well, he did. And anyway, so we get to hear all about it. It's going to be a week before we can catch up, but we get to hear all about Dollywood. And because Nathan was there and had a great trip in Tennessee. And then we are going to welcome back probably our all-time favorite guest on Animal World. And I'll tell you right now, if you need some motivation and inspiration in your life, you want to be here next week. And all of you, you oldie moldies that have been around as long as I have, you know who I'm talking about. Anyway, our very own National Geographic explorer and best-selling author, adventure classroom creator, Helen Thayer will be joining us. And Odie, if you don't know who Helen is, I think probably the most amazing woman on the planet, at least in my world. She, at 50 years old, the first and only woman ever, a person to walk solo to the North Pole with no support or resupply or anything. And how she survived all of that, absolutely unbelievable. And her book, Polar Dream, was absolutely my favorite adventure book. And gosh, what a story. And then Charlie the Wolf Dog and all of that. Anyway, Helen is still local here, lives in Snohomish. She is 88 now. And the last time I remember talking to her about it, this is how incredible she is. I used to say she has climbed Mount Rainier 25 times. Boy, I talked to her the other day. She's now climbed Mount Rainier 34 times.
That is a feat in itself. Wow.
Yep. At 80 years old, the first at 80 years old, the first and only person to walk solo the whole length of Death Valley. She's now 88, and she's planning some big, huge thing to do on her 90th birthday.
Yeah, wow.
I'll tell you what, she's absolutely phenomenal. Found out, and I'm feeling, you know, really guilty because she weight trains 3 days a week, Odie, mm-hmm. and then she works out 2 hours every single day. She's 88. I mean, I swear she could carry me to the top of Mount Rainier. Anyway. Phenomenal woman, and we get her next week. So, you know, be here. You know, she's got, you know, great stories, and we'll find out what she's planning for her 90th birthday. She celebrated, I believe, was it her 60th birthday or 65th, with a cupcake by herself down at the South Pole. Anyway, wow. Going to be a great show. So next week, Helen Thayer is here. And now, Odie, I'm looking out the window here. I can only see my little patch of blue, but I got bright blue sky and sunshine.
Yeah,
we're supposed to maybe have some rain today or something, but what's going on down in the Bellevue area and stuff? What's the weather doing down there?
Well, today we're sunny with a high of 72, but tomorrow for Labor Day, it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high of 69. So not too bad of a weather for the holiday weekend.
All right. That sounds good. And I think... I think the roads are probably pretty good,
Yeah.
you know, for driving around. It's been with all the lane closures on 405 and stuff over the weekends, traffic has been kind of an issue. But I did a counseling session with a couple and their dog down in Renton yesterday, so I had to go all the way south. And sometimes, you know, it's a okay drive on, you know, Saturdays, but sometimes it's just really jammed up. I have to say, Odie, it was the easiest trip I've made in a long time. I think everybody's already gone where they're going for Labor Day, and there just wasn't a lot of people on the roads. There, none of the usual traffic and the big jam up at, you know, 405 and I-90 and all of that. I mean, it was pretty clear sailing, both directions and up and down. So I think it's probably similar today. You know, who knows, you know, by tomorrow if people have traveled and coming around, but everything looking okay traffic wise, Odie, from.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything big. I know that my dad just came back from Moses Lake this past weekend, and he was saying it was smooth sailing coming into Seattle. We heard on the news earlier that there has been not as much heavy traffic with, you know, flights and whatnot. It's been pretty smooth and pretty calm for Labor Day weekend, so we're in good hands.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, and I think it's safe to be out there. Okay, so that's I think we are gonna have to. I'm gonna have to get serious here and officially start the show with our Sunday morning prayers and affirmations, and then we'll take care of our advertisers, and then it'll probably be about time to welcome Marilyn from Meow Cat Rescue. Got a few things to chat about, and current events will come up after we talk to Help Animals India. I know we've got some interesting stuff to talk about, but boy, I'm sure you have been following or heard about it at least, the incredible flash flooding and stuff that went on in Nepal. You know, Tibet, and of course, you know, Eileen has been there many times, and I'm sure that they must be doing something, and she probably has the latest on all of that. But we'll get caught up. So, at any rate, if you have not been here when I officially start the show, I do that with by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many decades. That, of course, would be Saint Francis, and I do that with a couple of Saint Francis prayers, one for our animal friends and one for us human animals, because it's Sunday and I can. And then we have a whole pile of affirmations that we do, contributed by members of our animal world family here and there, and chosen for their profound positive effects on affecting our lives. And just so you know, participating with me in this part of the show is optional. You can say the prayers and the affirmations with me. You can take them with you and use them during the week, like I know many of you do. Or you can opt out. It's not like dancing at 10 and 11 when we get out the love train. Dancing is required. But prayers and affirmations, you can opt out. I always think something's wrong with that sense, but anyway, all righty. So I am going to start with the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, now for us human animals, it's the Saint Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om peace. Amen. Shanti, shanti. All righty. Now, get to our affirmations. And this first one comes from my spiritual family, Ananda. It was a spiritual assignment to me years and years and years ago. It was like, say this out loud three times, once a day for a week, see what happens. It changed my life. I'm still doing it. Share it with you. I know a lot of you use it too. It really shifts the energy. Here we go, three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number two actually comes from Linda Rasmussen, our best practitioner. She'll be here the third Sunday this week, remember. And when I talk about abundance in this affirmation, imagine in your mind the type of abundance that you want to attract into your life at this time. Okay, here we go. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Alrighty. The next affirmation here comes from the Ananda Institute, but the Italian division. And this is the affirmation I use for me and my animal friends to kind of keep all the good vibes going, especially when you get out in the world. Three times, here we go. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All right, next affirmation here comes from Natasha Venter, our intuitive communicator gal, and I use this for me and my animal friends also to try to keep us in balance with the crazy energies we're having to deal with these days. Here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Alrighty, and then this next one also comes from Ananda. It is the Ananda Worldwide Spiritual Warrior Affirmation. Boy, do we need this one. I'm going to send some light here all over the planet, and here we go three times. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Alrighty, now normally that was the last affirmation, but since we've been at war for so long now, again, I have brought back, we've resurrected Paramahansa Yogananda's peace and harmony prayer that's extremely powerful. It's two affirmations. We're going to do those now. And if you're going to do these at home, To help with the energy, the first affirmation you do 10 times, and then the second one you do 3 times. But it's radio, so we do each one 3 times. All right. And it's also when you do these affirmations, Master says, if you put your hands in the prayer position, okay, hands together, prayer position, it aligns you more directly with Divine Mother, and it makes your prayers more powerful. So just letting you know, that's what I do. So here we go, 3 times. First affirmation. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Second affirmation, Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Alrighty then. And I think those of you that you don't need to call me out on that, I know I reverse them. So usually you do the world first and then me. All righty. And then to conclude our prayers and affirmations, it's Dr. Nell's contribution. His energy is still here. His favorite part, and to seat this into you and for your day and the week, cross your hands over your heart and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. All righty, we're all spiritualized up and ready to go. Odie always think like, okay, we've done our job, we can stop now. But now we just go back to being human here, and we are going to take care of our advertisers. And do remember, it's the important part of the show. Listen, pay attention, support them, thank them. Stay right where you are, and then we will be firing up Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends. Sunday, Meow Cat Rescue will be up first. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDA Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Going against the grain has never been this much fun. Alternative Talk 1150.
The Norwalk, and thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here until noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. Got the great Blue Lotus Temple and Yoga Hall on the Bothell Everett Highway in the Canyon Park area, the Linwood Community, the Heart Song Retreat in Lake Stevens, and the East West Bookshop in Edmonds. And, of course, we will hear from them today. We'll be chatting with Ananda to close out the show from 11:30 to noon. And, gosh, all the biggest classes of the year coming up starting this month. So Nancy Callen will be back with us, and we'll chat about all of that in case you want to spiritualize up your life and have interest in meditation or yoga and all that good stuff. We'll tell you all about what's coming up. And Odie, do we have our guest on the line yet? Okay, well, hopefully, we'll see if we're starting off in sync here or not, but Marilyn's concerned, I'm sure we'll hear her momentarily. But letting you guys know, I told you Nathan isn't here. When the Mariners have a home game, he is stomping around as Bigfoot, and I'm assuming he is being Bigfoot today. That's why he is not with us. So I'm assuming we probably got a little after 1 o'clock first pitch, probably when the Mariners game starts. Unfortunately, there's not good news to share about the Mariners. They're not doing well. I kind of think, unfortunately, it's, becoming too late. I don't really understand what the heck happened. And maybe Nathan can bring him a little good luck today and they can have a good game. But, the other thing, Odie, that's going on today, football season is starting, and it's all getting official this week, and this afternoon is the Apple Cup. If you're into college football, the University of Washington and Washington State University, and I don't know, this really bothers me because, I grew up with the Huskies. I grew up in the backyard of the Huskies and in Seattle, and I think I was going to Husky games before I could probably walk. The Apple Cup's supposed to come at the end of the season after you've had the chance to play the whole season, and the teams are doing good and all of that, so you get a really much fairer, I think, competition. But I don't know how many years ago it was when college football, as it was, in my opinion, they messed everything up, and changing all that stuff. And I'm old school, and I don't like things to change like that. Anyway, I was not happy with all of that. And then the Apple Cup was going to go away altogether. And then they figured out, it could be the first game of the season. I just think that's just stupid. I'm sorry. Now, I have to say, with as bad as the Mariners have been, if I'm going to check on a game and stuff or watch anything, I'd probably rather watch the Apple Cup than the Mariners game. But just so you know, that is happening this afternoon. And then my understanding is that there's going to – remember our Seahawks football team. They're our team that did really well last year also. They won the Super Bowl. And there's apparently going to be a Super Bowl rematch kind of to start the NFL season. And so that involves the Seahawks since we won. And I think that's going to be Wednesday. I heard, is it Wednesday, Odie? So it's like a Wednesday night football or something, but it'll be the Seahawks and that'll be this week. All right, well, that catches you all up on sports-wise here. And if you want to see Nathan, if you happen to be going to the Mariners game today, he's in the Miller Lite Beer Garden on the field for the couple hours before the game. So usually between like 11 and 1 or something, he'll be there. If you would like to see him and get some pictures with Bigfoot, he's quite amazing. Anyway, we are all wrapped up, and it is time to officially begin Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday. And that means it's time for Meow Cat Rescue. So joining us, Marilyn Hendrickson is here. Good morning, Marilyn. Welcome back to Animal World. Hello, Marilyn, are you there? I bet she is. Odie's moving dials around. Uh, is. I know she's here. Odie, are we having an issue? I'm sure we'll get it figured out here shortly. Okay. Anyway, Meow Cat Rescue is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and they've been around almost as long as Animal World has. They started in Mercer Island, is where Meow Cat Rescue opened, and the name came from the fact that they started on Mercer Island. Mercer Island and East Siders for Orphans and Waifs. That's where the name came from, Meow. And I know that because Animal World, we had been doing the show for, I don't know, a few years on Como at that point. But we helped launch Meow and did a live broadcast from the location to open up Meow. And so, you know, that was over 30 years ago. Odie, are we having a problem? Is Marilyn with us? Marilyn, welcome to Animal World. Are you there? I can't hear her, Odie. Well, I guess it's a good thing we work out the bugs here with our first interview, so it would be good for the rest of the show. Odie, if you're having problems and you need some time to figure this out, you could run the next set of ads to give us some time to figure that. Would you like to do that? All right. We are going to take a bit of a break here. We'll take care of the last set of ads here. And Odie will figure out what's going on. And when we come back, we'll get Marilyn and our interview going. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right after this, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hello, this is Marilyn Milano, host of Love Has Many Faces on Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW, and we are all about helping animals and their people. To that end, we talk to rescue groups, medical and behavioral experts, businesses with products or services that help pet, and others who are making a difference. Tune in to Alternative Talk 1150 every Tuesday from 9 to 9:30 in the morning Pacific Time, and now you can listen to Love Has Many Faces wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Just look for Love Has Many Faces and join us there.
Working hard to put a smile on your face. Alternative Talk 1150.
Heyo, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are doing our best to get started here with Shelter Rescue Sanctuary. Now, Odie has a big smile on her face. She's got thumbs up and all of this. So, well, fingers crossed, everybody think good thoughts. We think that we're back in beeswax here. From Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland, Marilyn Hendrickson is here. Good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning.
Yay! All right. Woo! Oh, man. It's so good to hear your voice, Marilyn, literally. You know, live radio is, you know, sometimes so much fun. Oh gosh, if you guys could see the tap dancing that goes on, you know, when stuff doesn't work. And, we seem to be on a roll with that. And, we had a problem. The last live show I did, I think 2 weeks ago, we had some issues. Anyway, I'm so glad we've worked that out, so we should be good. Let's work out the bugs right away. And anyway, Marilyn, for anyone who may just have crawled out from a rock or something and is just joining us, I want you to give us the lowdown on what is Meow Cat Rescue.
Meow Cat Rescue is an animal shelter. Nonprofit organization. We are in our 28th year. We're located in Kirkland in the Houghton area. On site, we have cats and kittens. And in foster care, we have cats, kittens, dogs.
And right, because even though it's Meow Cat Rescue, you do have some dogs from time to time, but the dogs don't ever come into the shelter. The shelter is where, you know, is where the cats are. But you can see what dogs Meow has available by going to meowcatrescue.org website and click on available puppies and dogs or something. I should say something like that. And you can see, you don't have tons of dogs, you know, but you have a handful or so from, don't you, most of the time?
Yeah, usually about a half dozen.
Yeah, yeah. So primarily it's cats, but just because it's Meow doesn't mean there's some woof woofs around too. And I'm thinking, you know, hey, Marilyn, this is our last holiday kind of the summer. It's Labor Day weekend, but I think there are no holidays in rescue. You guys are open for business, right?
Well, we're closed for 1 week because we're doing deep cleaning. So we're not open today, but we'll open back up on Wednesday.
Oh, okay. So I spoke too soon. But well, it's not really a vacation that you're taking. You're doing a deep cleaning in the shelter or something?
We're doing deep cleaning. We take apart all the cages and clean them and put them back together.
Wow.
And just to keep germs at bay.
Well, you know, and I hadn't thought about that, but that's got to be a big job, and that must be an important part of the job. You're right. You need to keep the place clean with all the kitties and so forth.
You wouldn't believe how many nooks and crannies there are in a cage. So, yeah, keeping them clean is super important.
Now, normally, Meow is open for people to come for adoptions. Yes. What days and hours of the week?
Thursday through Sunday, 1 to 5 p.m.
So normally I'd be saying it's Sunday, and if you want to go, you go down this afternoon to pick out a kitty, but that's not true today because you are, in fact, did you say the closure for the deep cleaning is going on now and lasts a couple more days that you open up again on Wednesday? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I said Wednesday, but I meant to say Thursday.
Okay, that was going in my mind, but I don't think you're open for public until Thursday. So Meow Cat Rescue is officially closed right now, but will be open as usual starting this Thursday.
Right.
Now, in the meantime, people can check out and see what cats and kittens you have available by going through the website, right?
They can do that. And actually, we've had to be creative during this week off. So I have done a couple of adoptions from my home.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah. And so, but yeah, go ahead, get online, look at what we have, and filling out that application is the first and most important step. And then we can get the ball rolling after that happens.
And so, and that can, filling out the application and all of that, that can all be done online, right?
Yeah, you can do it all at home.
So you could go to meowcatrescue.org. You could look at, you know, the available cats and kittens and that sort of thing. If you find something that you're interested in, you could start the adoption process online, filling out the application. And but it sounds like you made an exception and did some adoptions out of your home. So life goes on and adoptions continue whether or not you're open, it sounds like. So good on you. Now, a lot of the cats in the shelter, of course, are adults. I think we've pretty much determined, Marilyn, with all our discussions, that there really isn't just a kitten season anymore that happens for a few months and you're done. It's kind of like you have kittens all year round, don't you?
Yeah, we sure do.
So why don't you tell us, what's the process? Because people all, you know, I think want to know, you know, how young a kitten can we get and all of that. So why don't you go through the drill? What happens, like, you know, pregnant mom comes in or you get a litter of kittens or babies and stuff. There's a process that has to be done and go through fostering before they make it to the adoptable stage. So why don't you explain that to us?
Sure. And that's a really good question, because people do call and they want the little tiny babies that they see online. And the youngest kitten we would ever have available would be 3 months, because they need to be spayed and neutered previous to the adoption. So how it works, and I can give you a perfect example, is a couple days ago, I got a mama cat and her 2-week-old kittens. And so they will be here. Well, the kittens will be here for at least 3 months. And during that 3 months, we will be doing vaccines, dewormings. We did the viral testing. We'll do microchipping. Same with the mom. And once those kittens are weaned, the mom will get spayed and then she can be adopted. And then the kittens, again, it'll be at least 3 months until they're spayed and neutered. And then they too will be available for adoption.
Okay. So now let's dispel some rumors, because, you know, you do get those calls and there are people out and we get to thinking, we want the little tiny baby kittens. Okay. And I used to be that way. Used to think that way. And then what changed it for me is that my heart got stolen by Abyssinians, purebred breed of cat. I call them dogs, monkeys, and cougar suits. And I just, they own the cat part of my heart, and I just adore Abyssinians. They're high maintenance, and because they're dogs, monkeys, and cougar suits. Anyway, when I decided I you know, wanted Abyssinians, I had to purchase from a breeder. Well, the breeders wouldn't sell little kittens. And so I was not able to get an Abyssinian kitten, quote unquote, until they were like 5 months old, maybe 4 months, but older kitten. Well, you know, it rocked my world and it changed my whole perspective, because it was a whole different experience. At that age, they kind of already were developing their personalities and makeup and all of that, and you know them better, and they'd had more experience with their siblings and stuff, and it just worked out so much better. And so anymore, If I were going to get kittens, I would want to do it like for meow, and I'd be happy that they were a little older, because I think it just works much better that way. But if that doesn't sell you, This probably will. You know, one of the things that really upsets my apple cart these days is what's happened in veterinary medicine, and the cost of veterinary medicine is getting astronomical, and everything is so expensive. And let's talk about, Marilyn, when people come to Meow and adopt a kitten, you know, once, you know, because once they are old enough and weigh enough to be spayed and neutered, then they get to come to the shelter to be adopted. And you said that's usually around 3 months of age, right?
Right.
And so then when they're adopted, you've already done everything. So tell us what has already been done and what's included when you adopt a kitten from Meow and how much all that stuff costs.
Yeah, well, and I would be happy to point out that, you know, a lot of people, they look on social media, maybe Craigslist, and they see free kittens, and free is always nice, right? But those kittens have not had anything done. And when they adopt from Meow for a nominal fee, they're spayed and neutered, they're vaccinated, they're dewormed, they're viral tested, they're microchipped. Everything is done. And if you get a free, a quote-unquote free kitten on Craigslist, it's going to end up costing you probably $1,000 or more to do all of those things.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is astronomical now what it costs to vaccinate and spay and neuter cats and dogs. I mean, you know, Dr. Jeff Rocky Mountain Vet, you know, 2 weeks ago, we talked about that, and we will be talking about that more and more because the corporate greed in veterinary medicine upsets both of us, and so it's something we need to be talking about. But I know that the cost of everything that needs to be done with, you know, a kitten or, you know, the vaccines and the spaying and the neutering and all of that would prohibit me from being able to adopt a free, quote, quit kitten. It's just so expensive. And I kind of always thought that we didn't talk about how much it costs to adopt cats at Meow because I just kind of assumed they charge a fortune, but they don't. I was really shocked at how reasonable it is because you're getting at least a good $1,000 or more of veterinary services when you adopt a kitten from Meow. But let's talk about what is the cost for adopting.
Well, adopting an adult cat is $100.
Yeah, see, that blows me away. $100, okay? $100, $1,000, $100, $1,000. But that's for an adult cat.
Yeah, kittens. A single kitten is $125. A pair of kittens is $250. And then seniors, gosh, I think seniors are $50.
Right, right. Yeah. Oh, see, you just dropped Odie's mouth. She just went, what? I mean, isn't that unbelievable, Odie? I mean, you know, $50 for a senior, $100 for an adult cat, $125 for a kitten, and you're getting so much. And you don't have to worry about, you know, you bring that Craigslist kitten home or that kitten out of the box at the grocery store home, and in a day they're sick and die. You know, or are sick and cost you a fortune to save their lives, you don't have to be concerned about that because, you know, they've been totally vetted and have everything they need. And you know you're getting, you know, a healthy cat when you adopt at Meow. So it is just, as far as I'm concerned, a win-win-win-win-win-win situation because so much is done. And it also makes it possible for you to choose kittens that would work into your life and your lifestyle, because kittens have personalities and energy levels and all that sort of stuff as humans do. And, you know, some people want really active cats and some people want couch potato kitties. And anyway, if they're a little bit older, you have a better chance of picking one that, you know, matches your energy level or whatever it is that you're looking for. I just find that that's so reasonable. And I would say even though now it is the end of the summer months, and that this might be considered, you know, kind of the end of a normal kitten season, but pretty much you get kittens in all year round, right?
Yes. I'm here to say that I have kittens 365 days a year at my house.
Yeah. Because it used to be that if you wanted a kitten, you had to find one, and this was before there were lots of shelters and rescues around. But you had to find one during the summer when there were kittens. Otherwise, there'd be a big kitten drought. You know, you couldn't find kittens during the winter, and you'd be tapping your toes and through the spring until litter started happening, but. You know, with the irresponsibility, unfortunately, of us humans and the overbreeding and overpopulation, kitten season has gone away and we just have them all the time. Do you think, Marilyn, with all the shelters and the early spay and neuters so that we aren't relying on, because it used to be, I don't know how long ago it was, but it used to be you would not spay and neuter the kittens, them before they were adopted out, and you'd give certificates, come back for the spay or whatever. But I think you found out, all in shelters in general found out that we humans are not responsible enough to have that response, because we didn't bring them back. And I think that's when then the policies changed and just to make sure that you're helping in lower the overpopulation problem rather than increase it. You just make sure they're spayed and neutered before they leave. And that way we take the human responsibility out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you open up on Thursday this week, again, after all the deep cleaning, do you have a nice selection of kittens ready to come into the shelter and be adopted?
We do. We have some awesome adults. We have some beautiful kittens. We have a group of adults who they came to us when their person went to the hospital and she never came back. I think there were five cats in the house and she had a window open. So they got out the window. Nobody knew they were there. Wow. And they were trying to get food out of the garbage cans and trying to get in people's houses. And anyway, they're a really nice, nice group of cats. And I would love to see them find a home.
And are they older cats, middle age?
Most of them are 1 to 2. Huh. One of them, her name is Haven. She's 10 years old. She's missing an eye. She's really floofy. She's a real sweetheart of a cat. So,
wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that you have, the older cats as well as the younger ones, and especially with people like me, seniors. We don't usually feel comfortable adopting like kittens. Or puppies, well, because puppies are a lot of work raising, but raising kittens. So many of us, think, gee, we don't want to get a kitten because we don't want a cat to outlive us, like that just happened with this woman who, passed and all the cats left behind. When you adopt an older cat, they're not going to be around as long, and also the energy levels and all that sort of thing is usually a better match with seniors. And of course, the cost to adopt seniors is so low. The other thing I really appreciate about Meow and why it's a good idea, I think, for seniors to come and adopt kitties from Meow is if something happens to you. Isn't it if people have adopted cats from Meow that they can come back to Meow if something does happen to them?
Yes, absolutely.
And I don't know about you, but for me, that would just make me feel so much better knowing that if some, you know, if I did pass before my cats, that I wouldn't have to be concerned about what would happen to them because Meow would take them back.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
that's really a wonderful guarantee. All right. So, yeah. Marilyn, let's see if we just want to make sure everybody that y'all know Meow is closed for deep cleaning until this coming Thursday, but you can check them out online, meowcatrescue.org. You can check out available cats and kittens or available puppies and dogs. If you find something you're interested in, you can start the adoption process, filling out forms and stuff online. And then they are will be open normal days and hours as of Thursday, and that's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 1 to 4 p.m. Is that correct, Marilyn?
1 to 5 p.m.
1 to 5 p.m.?
Yes.
Wonderful. Okay, and if people need to call, are phones being answered and stuff during the closures?
Definitely.
Okay, and what's the Meow phone number?
425-822-6369.
425-822-6369. Marilyn, thanks so much for spending part of your Labor Day weekend with us here. And I hope all the rest of the deep cleaning goes well. And gosh, we will talk again the first Sunday of October.
Okay.
All righty. Thanks so much, and I appreciate all you do and all the kittens that you raise and take care of. So have a great Labor Day weekend, and we'll talk next month.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
All righty. God bless. Bye-bye. All righty. Now, let's fingers crossed that everything works for the rest of the show, and we took care of all of our technical glitch karma here in the first hour, so things will flow smoothly from here on out. And our next test here is we got to pull out the love train. Now, I'm excited to love train because for the first time when Dr. Jeff was on 2 weeks ago, we didn't love train because I wanted more time with Dr. Jeff. But so now we can get back and on the love train. And remember, you don't get to opt out. Dancing is required. But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up and join the love train with me. I'll come cruise through and pick you up. And during the love train, there's opportunities to send love all around to different places. And, you know, we need it here in this country, Canada, Greenland, Middle East, Ukraine. There's lots of places to send. And Nepal, where we're going to be talking about them next. So do your best to remember God's love and light, the most powerful energy on the planet. And that's the best thing we can really do right now with what's going on is let's see if we can't raise the vibration while we're here. All righty. So I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.